door next to the knob. Luke could see his plan playing out in his head, plain as day. When the door crashed open, he would rush in and wallop the startled McCluskey before the outlaw knew what was going on. Before he could put the plan into operation, he heard footsteps down at the other end of the hall, where the stairs from the first floor reached a landing. Someone was climbing those stairs and singing softly. He couldn't make out the words, but he could tell the voice belonged to a woman. He bit back a curse and took his hand off his gun. Even though he intended to take McCluskey by surprise and capture him without any shooting, he couldn't guarantee it would go smoothly. He couldn't risk lead flying around with an innocent bystander in the corridor, especially a woman. Early in his career as a bounty hunter, he might not have worried much about anybody else being hurt, as long as he captured the fugitive he was after and collected the reward. Age had softened him a little, he supposed, as had being reunited with his brother Smoke after many years apart. Now and then, Luke worried about that. A man in his line of work, tracking the most dangerous outlaws west of the Mississippi, couldn't afford to get soft. It was a good way to wind up dead in a hurry. He turned toward the landing as the woman reached it. He figured he could amble down the corridor as if he were a guest leaving one of the other rooms, give her a pleasant nod as they passed, and let her go into her own room. Then he could return to McCluskey's door and resume his plan. The woman stopped singing to herself as she started along the hallway and saw Luke coming toward her. She was a short woman with brassy blonde hair and a voluptuous figure in a dark blue dress made to show it off. She looked at Luke with frank, open appraisal and smiled as if she liked what she saw. Luke knew good and well that he wasn't what anybody would consider handsome. His face was craggy, and the thin, dark mustache didn't do anything to relieve the natural grimness of his mouth. But for some reason, most women seemed to find him attractive, and he knew that too. He returned the smile, and reached up to touch a finger to the brim of his flat-crowned black hat. "Good morning," the woman said. "Ma'am," Luke greeted her politely. He didn't pause, but moved to the side to go around her.
"I don't recall seeing you around. Are you staying here in the hotel?"
"That's right," he lied. He kept moving, not wanting to stand in the hallway and have a conversation with her. She needed to just go on into her room, close the door, and let him get on with his business.
"My name's Delia Bradley."
"Luke Smith," he said, giving her the false name he used sometimes. "If you'll excuse me."
"Oh, of course."
She waved a hand with long fingernails painted red to match her lips. Rings adorned several of her fingers as well. She definitely had a flashy look about her, and Luke wondered if she might be a soiled dove visiting someone in the hotel. He had just stepped past her when that thought went through his mind, followed immediately by the possibility that she might be headed to McCluskey's room. He couldn't help but glance over his shoulder and saw her taking an over-under derringer out of the little bag she held. Her flirtatious smile had disappeared, but she was still baring her teeth at him in a hate-filled grimace. Luke lashed out with his left hand as she jerked the derringer up. Grabbing her wrist, he thrust it toward the ceiling as she pulled the trigger, firing the upper barrel. The gun made a little popping sound as it went off, no louder than a man clapping his hands. At the same time, he struck with his right fist, clipping her on the chin with a short, swift blow. His hand wasn't clenched tight, so he didn't do any real damage. But the punch was enough to stun her. He wrenched the derringer out of her hand as she sagged toward him. He caught her under the arms to keep her from thudding to the floor and realized she was shamming. She lifted her knee toward his groin in a vicious